that he could take his revenge. I wanted no part of God. With this resistance, I plodded along for a few months. Whenever people asked me how I was doing, I would say, "Fine, just fine," no matter how hard I was crying inside. Then I reached the crossroads. I was sober about 6 months, and I was not getting any better. I contemplated suicide almost every day. My emotions swung between paralyzing despair and murderous rage, often in the space of a single moment. I was not happy, joyous, or free. I was miserable, and I was sick of it. I decided I had had enough. I went to my Tuesday night meeting fully intent on sharing honestly. I arrived at the meeting, and no one else was there. This meeting, which routinely numbered 20 people, was empty. I waited for a few minutes and was preparing to leave when a man whom I barely knew walked through the door. He suggested that he and I have a meeting. I was sure it was a bad idea. He asked me how I was doing. That was all I needed. The pain, fear, misery, anger, loss, resentment, and despair came pouring out. For the next 45 minutes, I talked at this man who continued to nod his head, smile, and say, "Yeah, I remember feeling that way." For the first time, I made completely honest contact with another human being. I showed someone who I really was without fear of rejection. I took an action that was designed to make me feel rather than just look better. I was met with acceptance and love. When I had finished talking, he told me something simple. "You don't have to drink over it." What an idea! I had thought that situations made me drink.